Blog Talk Radio.
We working, you're watching.
What time to be home with Juvenile?
That's right, bitch. That's how we living out, Chip.
Lil Wayne! My nigga got a gunplay, what it do? Cat Daddy, what it do?
That's how we living out, Chip.
This shit real, nigga.
You gotta get the fuck on.
Mac Main, my brother.
Yeah, man.
Holiday season,
quicker the better, you hear
me? We in the fast lane.
From a nigga PG.
We gotta think fast, cause it'll pass by you. Right in the blink flash. I'm talking fast
lane.
Your
team's all down the street.
You in the food chain.
Turn
it
up.
Gotta have some flash.
Where real niggas at?
There go them blues, man.
Get your turn.
We in the fast lane. You gotta think fast.
They commit your shit.
Cause it'll pass by you. Right
this that
young and
thirty shit.
I'm talking fast lane.
This that mixtape shit you like.
Gotta have some swag by the, they go to
the
fast
lane.
We in the fast lane. Fast lane. Fast lane. Fast lane.
Fast lane.
Nino.
See shit, nigga, I know the crap. I used to run that dope on Magnolia Ave. Got purpose, nigga, let's smoke a half. Got dope too, nigga, won't store a bag. Your shit can't even take a one. Nigga told me they can't even make a G. Now I can see why you hating, son. I'm fucking these hoes, I'm raping the streets and I. This came from across the code and I wrote a check and I bought a board and I came back with the raw and dope and I hit the checks and I opened up the shop. Kept it real and say fuck the scams. Hit it with a two and sold nothing but grams. And you can't buy nothing for me. You gotta see my people, go talk to fam. Real blood that flows through the hearts of men. If it's deep, you'll get no argument. There's a nigga found dead in the car again from doing way too much talking, you know. Barking, break coffins. I tell niggas about that shit often. But niggas think they Superman. You know Lois Lane need Clark Kent.
We in the fast lane. You gotta think fast, cause it'll pass by you. Right in the blink flash. I'm talking fast lane. You in the food chain. Gotta have some swag by you. There go them goons, man. We in the fast lane. Fast lane. Fast lane. Fast lane.
I'm a thug ass nigga addicted to fast living. Getting money is a must. High is in my city. I get it crackin', make it happen, pimpin'. Stay on the track 24/7. Don't be bullshitting all day, all night. In the same old clothes. So much paper can't fold no more. Can't stop it, can be hot or cold. Nigga, gotta play my role. A trap star. I got a lawyer retained in case I fall short. To say I hate it again, I gotta say
I'm a fast lane. You gotta think fast, cause it'll pass by you. Right in the blink flash. I'm talking fast life. You in the food chain. Gotta have some swag by you. There go them goons, man. We in the fast lane. Fast life, fast life, fast life.
Fast life,
fast life,
fast life, fast life,
fast life, fast life. Yo, yo, welcome to the night show, man. First Fan Radio, man. It's your boy Chill Jizzle, man. We got a special guest. We got a Young Turk about to call in momentarily, man. You know what I'm saying? I just got off of Jack with him. You know what I mean? Gotti, also come. Man, we got a combo tonight, Turner boy, man. What you say? What you say?
Turn the fuck up, man. This is how I feel about it, man. You know what I'm
saying? That's what it is, man. We got Turk online right now, man. I want to welcome you straight to First Fan Radio. Turk, what's happening with you, boy? Turk, live on air. His call keep dropping, man. Every time we answer his call, what's going on? He in the still.
Big anticipation tonight, man. You know, Facebook been going crazy, dog.
Yeah, man. It's crazy. This Turk right here, man. Turk.
Yo, what Turk. Dope.
Welcome to the show, bro.
What's up with it?
Hey, man. You, man. Anything, man. We're going to hop right into it, man, because we know you in the stool right now. You got limited time, man, so we want to welcome you to the show. You know what I mean? Congratulations on YNT.
For sure, for sure.
We just gonna hop right into the interview, man. Turner boy, you want to start this thing off, man? What you got for him?
Hey, well, man, look, hey, I just want to, first of all, man, I know it's a little bit late, you know what I'm saying, but welcome you back to society. I'm glad you got your 10 toes back on the ground, man. You in the studio grinding, getting the music back out there. You know what I'm saying?
Sure, man. It's all good, man. You already know, man. Straight to the top, man. No more hitting the bottom.
Already. What was that feeling like when them 10 toes hit the ground, dog?
Man, it was love, you know what I'm saying? It was refreshing, you know, being behind the walls all that time, man, 8 years, 8 months, 16 days, and to come home and, you know, like everything just felt like brand new and refreshing, like a breath of fresh air, man.
Was it a good welcome for you?
Yeah, it was good. My family was there, my wife was there, you know what I'm saying? That's the most important part of it, you know, being able to come home to your mama, your sisters and brothers and your significant other, you know what I'm saying, having that real love once you hit them gates.
Yeah, that's what it is, man. That's what it is, totally, man. I was on Worldstar, man. I was watching the behind the scenes, you know, to the boy 2 Chainz' new video, man, the one he just dropped with Manny Fresh and everything, and I seen y'all down in New Orleans. How was that for you, you know what I'm saying, to get back with, you know what I'm saying, almost everybody?
It was all love, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was business. I ain't gonna even say it was all love, man. Like, you know, everything that being done behind the scenes is all business, you know what I'm saying? It ain't nothing personal, you know what I'm talking about?
Right. You know, because I know, you know, I remember when you came up as one of the hot boys and everything, you know what I'm saying, with Wayne, you know what I'm saying, Juvie, you know what I'm saying, Free BG. You know, that was a good movement back in the day and everything, man. It was a beautiful movement.
Yep, it was beautiful while it lasted, man, you know what I'm saying? Like, all good things must come to an end, man, and, you know, you mature, you grow up, you move on, you grow up, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's, see, not everybody doing their own thing, man, in their own way.
Right. You just recently had a death in the family, huh?
Yeah, my dad got killed, you know what I'm saying? Rest in peace to my dad. And,
sorry to hear that.
We just buried him, you know what I'm saying? But it's all G, man. He pushing with his Y&T.
That's love, man. That's love, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm sorry about that loss. Sorry to hear that loss. I was looking. I was also on Worldstar, and I was looking at the video and that you had put out, man. As far as as far as dealing with your former comrades reaching out to you, you know what I'm saying? What was that feeling like? You know, the people that you worked with for years and the label that you helped to build to get that name. What was the feeling like for the people not to reach out to you, you know what I'm saying, in your time?
I mean, it was more of a disappointing feeling, like, you know what I'm saying? I can't even say I was mad or angry. I was more, to be honest, real nigga shit, you know, I was hurt about that. You know what I'm talking about? Like, you know, people you come in the game with, like brothers, you know what I'm saying? I got Baby and Slim name tattooed on my chest. So it wasn't about no money, you know what I'm saying? I buried my daddy. It just was the fact that, you know, I send my condolences, keep your head up. You know, the stuff that I was getting from strangers, I was expected to get from, you know, the famo. You know what I'm talking about? We had just did the BMI. We just did the 2 Chainz video. We did the Zip It record. You know what I'm saying? All these things. Nothing should have stopped you from pausing whatever you was doing, you know what I'm saying, to say and speak on it, you know what I'm talking about? Because it was all over. Everybody knew about it. And it had been a couple of days, so there's no excuse. It ain't no room for no excuse. A person not that busy to miss that, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Right, I feel you, man. I feel you. And it was like, I know it was more of a hurt, messed up personal feeling, you know what I'm saying, feeling like that. That was like, it was kind of crazy, you know what I'm saying? It was something that, like, you know, a lot of people probably don't understand. It was just like a totally different feeling, you know what I'm saying? I'm sure, I already knew when by looking at the video, it had nothing to do with finances or nothing like that, you know what I'm saying?
It wasn't no finances, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't no finances, it wasn't me hating. It wasn't about, you know, me signing the cash money, because, you know, I've been pushing this Y&T since I hit the streets, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I've been doing my own thing. So, you know, it wasn't about none of that, man. It just was the fact that, you know, we have been talking, you know what I'm saying? We have been communicating. And, you know, all the hopes up high about a Hot Boy reunion album. And, you know, we did the BMI Awards, the Cash Money reunion without BG, Free BG. You know, so I expected, like, you know, more. You know what I'm talking about? Like, damn, we just was on stage together for the world. Now it's a serious situation. Now what you gonna do? You know what I'm saying? And they just showed me that it really wasn't real. You know what I'm saying? It was like a thrill.
Let me ask you this,
Turk, man, do you feel as though like a lot done changed since, you know, y'all success when y'all was the Hot Boys and y'all, you know what I mean, the early years?
Did a lot of stuff change. Yeah, a whole lot changed. Niggas been got older, you know what I'm saying? Money, they got new money now, you know what I'm talking about? You know, a lot of people, man, just doing what they do, man, you know what I'm saying, in the way they know how to do best. So, you know, don't let them stay the same, you know what I'm saying? I didn't expect anything to be the same, but I did expect family, you know what I'm saying, to remain family, you know what I'm saying? And love, like when it's real love and when it's loyalty, you know what I'm saying, no matter how much time it passes, it's going to stay there. Respect don't stay there. That's something that's installed in you, you know what I'm saying? That's something that never left me, so, you know what I'm saying? It ain't no time. Time can't take that away, you know what I'm saying? Time reveal every man, whether if you was that way from the beginning or not, we'll find out, you know what I'm talking about?
Right. Now, I looked at the situation, man, and then it's probably been about, nine and a half years almost. And I looked at the situation, and I was like, I think I was really, really kind of green in the game, and I was a young nigga in the game, and I was, you know what I'm saying, just watching and seeing what was going on as far as the game back then. And I think it kind of fucked with me, you know what I'm saying, when I read the news article, and they said, you know what I'm saying, they said that, you know what I'm saying, you had got caught up with the law and everything, and you were going to jail. And I asked myself that question. I was like, man, what was it like going from like, you know, the Lamborghinis, the Bentleys, the big houses, the shows and stuff like that, you know what I'm saying, from going that route all the way to having to try to handle business another way because you was having a label dispute. How exactly did that come about?
Man, you know, like I say, like, you know, when you young, man, you blinded behind a whole lot of stuff that's put in front of you. You don't know what it really is. You know what I'm saying? I ain't realized how much a nigga was worth until I got locked up, you know what I'm saying? And I saw what it could have been and what it should have been, you know what I'm saying? When I started reading and researching it, I was like, wow, you know what I'm saying? Like, it didn't feel like nothing when I was out, you know what I'm saying? It was like I was blinded. I was drugging and thugging, you know what I'm saying? So I didn't have any feeling. I was numb, you know what I'm talking about? But when the reality hit, when I was locked up, you know what I'm saying? I was kind of like mixed emotion, you know what I'm saying? I was pissed off at times, but, you know, the old heads set me down when I was locked up, and they told me to channel it in a positive direction, you know what I'm saying? Told me to let success be my revenge, you know, and that's the route I'm taking, you know what I'm saying? I ain't going to beef with them. I'm going to keep it brief with them, you hear me?
Right, yeah. Right. Because I can assume, like, you know, back in those days, at that time, man, that it was, a lot of artists back then was blind to the point system. You know, they didn't really understand the point system. They weren't reading the paperwork. You know what I'm saying? It was like the shine was bigger than anything.
Yeah, the shine was bigger than everything. And even today, you know what I'm saying, 360 deals, a lot of people getting those. And, you know what I'm saying, just a modern-day pimp, you know what I'm talking about? A system, other music industry, you know, like, you know, it's all about that ownership, man. If you don't have no kind of ownership or partnership, you know what I'm saying, you're giving it up. I can understand you doing a 50-50 split, but don't give up everything. You know what I'm talking about? Sometimes you have to partner up with somebody. But to give everything that you work hard for, that you create, you know what I'm saying, I don't think it's right for a person to even try to consider his right, you know what I'm saying, to even try to get your creative property. You know what I'm talking about? Like, I wouldn't do nobody that, man, you know what I'm saying? But if I was to put something behind somebody, I would want a percentage just to make my money back, make profit, you know what I'm saying? We in business together, but I wouldn't get over on nobody.
Right. And artists was blind to the point of that. Now, as far as dealing with, like, as far as you going into the business now versus then, do you feel like you're completely educated with the business now?
Yeah, if I ain't educated, man, I'm going to do like Henry Ford. I'm going to go get the people that is educated. I'm educated enough to get education, you know what I'm talking about?
I know that's right.
I mean, I learned to learn a little about a lot, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I don't have to know everything, man. You ask me about such, and what somebody do, I'm going to find that person that knows. Let me get the answer.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this, Turk, man, just going back a little bit, man. back when you was doing your stint, man. Like, who stayed in contact with you the most through the years when you was behind bars, man?
My wife.
That's real.
My wife stood there with me like she was my nigga, like she was my bitch, like she was my hoe, like she was my just everything. You know what I'm saying? And I say that not to be in no disrespectful way. You know what I'm saying? It's just, you know, paraphrasing that she was everything. You know what I'm saying? I didn't need anything else. You know, the whole time I was locked up, she was my business partner. She was my lawyer. She was the judge. You know what I'm saying? She was everything but God, man. You know what I'm talking about? And, you know, I came home, man. You know, I gave her my last name. I gave her my all. You know what I'm saying? I spent all my time with her. You know, we do everything together. You know, we got our own empire. So, you know, that's who stood there with me, bro. You hear me?
Yeah, that's
big business. That's big business. Like, so you said you guys did the BMIs and y'all did the video shoot. Like, did you have it, like, you know, in going back to dealing with them in such manner, did you have any ill will or ill feelings toward them, you know what I'm saying? And when you
man, you know what I'm saying? A real man will walk around with his feelings on his shoulders and in his pocket. You know what I'm saying? Any problem that I got, I'm going to add out. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to verse my opinion. I'm going to say what it is. I'm going to leave it at that. You know, I ain't going to bite my tongue. That shit hurt, man. You know what I'm talking about?
All right. I feel you, bro. I feel you. How often do you talk to BG?
Man, BG ain't talking a couple months now, man. You know what I'm saying? Like I used to talk to him a lot on the core link, but some kind of way, man, I didn't got blocked out of that system, so we haven't been in contact with his fiance a lot. You know, his auntie. You know, a few people that he deal with on a regular basis, you know what I'm saying, to keep up with what's going on with him. You know, right now he's fighting his charges, appeals, you know what I'm saying. Ain't too much we can do, but just pray about it, man, and hope that he get it overturned.
Yeah.
I feel like that prison sentence was kind of railroaded in a bit, in a sense, man. Like, you know, I think that was built to be something more than what it was.
Yeah, that's what the system is, but we got to start taking responsibility, too, because, you know, we sometimes put ourselves in a situation, you know, whether it be us doing it or us being around people that is doing it, you know what I'm saying? We got to disassociate ourselves. Like me, I've been home again a couple of days, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, I ain't been around no bullshit. I don't want no bullshit around me. That way I stay safe. Yeah. I stay around my family, you know what I'm saying, who I know is on good terms with everything. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to make, life is about choices, man. You got to make the right decisions. You know what I'm talking about?
All right. That's it.
Hey, we got a couple callers calling in, man. I'm pretty sure they got some questions for you, man. You feel like taking some calls?
Yeah, we get it.
All right. We got 609-447. You live, First Fan Radio. Turner Boy Chill Gizzy.
Yo, Chill. It's your boy, Nah Money.
What up, homie?
Ain't no, man, I got a couple questions for Turk, man. Turk, what's good, baby?
I'm cool, and nigga, what's up with it?
Hey, man, first and foremost, man, welcome home, man.
For sure, you nigga. Know?
Hey, man, I came up off you, man. I was a hot boy, you feel me? You had anybody off you. I was a hot boy, you feel me?
Man, I'll tap.
Hey, man, but, you know, I'm an up-and-coming artist from Jersey, man. So, you know, I'm out here doing my ones and twos. How could an artist like me connect with you on a collaboration?
Man, shit, call me, nigga. Let's make it happen. Have your money right, shit. We can do it tonight.
That's right.
Shit, what's up? You know what I'm talking about? I mean, shit, nigga, send the beat, send the bread halfway, you know what I'm saying? I see the beat in the verse back and shit, send the other half. Shit, you got your song, nigga. That's how we can do it.
Yeah, that sounds like something for me, man. How can I get your info, man? Is it, you know?
Man, you can hit me at 404-997-8232.
And that's real right there, man. Because you on the radio with it. Shout out your number and everything.
That's the business number right there, you know what I'm saying? Number the business, you know what I'm saying, man? Shit, we work 24 hours, Aaron.
Yeah, no doubt. Spit that.
Yeah, I'm changing the rap phase, man. I ain't doing nothing traditional. I'm breaking all the rules. You hear me?
Hey, gotta get it, man. You back. You gotta get back at it, man. You feel me?
For sure. Y'all make sure y'all check that. It's hot on MTV. It premiering all day tomorrow, man. You know what I'm saying? MTV
Jam. Yo, that joint right there with 2 Chainz, all right, too, man. You feel me?
Yeah, right there, man.
I need to get some more of that, because it's been a minute, man. You feel me? So we gotta hear you out there, man. You know, it's what the
man.
Game
you don't best throw that. If you ain't got the mixtape, Louise and Animal, blame it on the system. Now you can get them for the free, and that Reflame L coming, man. Rap a lot, YNT. You know, we about to tear the streets up, man. We bringing this shit back hood.
Jay Prince, huh?
Yeah, Jay Prince.
I'm saying the black hand, man.
I was just out there.
Man, Jay Prince a real G. You know what I'm talking about? He reached out to me the same day my daddy's funeral and said he don't want to sign me as an artist. He want to give me an executive position. He want to partner up with me. You know, he want to do a label deal. So, man, Jay Prince had been talking a lot, you know, while I was locked up. And, you know, he just was a real dude, man. He was a lawyer, you know what I'm saying? Like, under the table, quiet as kept, you know what I'm saying? He was making sure that I was good on the books, you know what I'm saying? Making sure the lawyer was taken care of, and, you know, shit, he just was a lawyer when niggas wasn't, you hear me?
Yo, you know what, though? I could pretty much, you know what I mean, kind of vouch for Jay right there, too, because I was down in Houston, it's me and, like, two of my mans. We up at Club Dreams, man. He showed us nothing but love out there, and he was real goomed up. You know, you could come sideways if you wanted to. You know, everything was on him out there. You know what I mean? From dreams to legends, man. And he showed his love, man. So, yeah, you ain't lying about that, B. That's on some real regular shit. You feel me?
Yeah, do the real dude, man. Whatever you say, man, he mean it. So, any nigga that keep their word with me is good with me forever, man.
Well, so no more, yeah, B. Man. I'm going to be hitting you up, player, man, but welcome home, man.
All right, G.
All right, we got another call, man, out the 706 area code, man, 536 live on air, Eternal Boy Chill Gizzy and Young Turk.
Wow, what's that, Turk?
What's up, homie?
Good to see y'all, dog. You know, I'm representing the Night Ward in New Orleans, too. You know,
for sure, nigga, downtown in the building.
True that. How been,
my boy?
You grinding?
Yeah, man, you already know, man. Just branding, man. You know what I'm talking about? I ain't grinding. You know, I'm going to leave the grinds to everybody else, man. You know, we branding, you hear me?
Do that. Can't let them crackers hold you down, you hear?
Nah. You know what I'm saying? Can't nothing hold you down but yourself, man. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to do that, so I'll keep on pushing, you hear me?
Yes, man.
You know, I be fucking with two records in there.
Okay, shit. We need to make sure we make something
up. Yeah, true that. What was your number again, dog?
Should we link up? 4-4-9-9-7-8-2-3-2.
You said what? 4-4-9-9-7-8-2-3-2. Okay. We're going to do something, dog. Introduce what
you
know.
Serious inquiries, man. You know what I'm saying? Serious inquiries.
Serious.
Email, you know what I'm saying? If you get the first mail, it's real. Somebody get that with you. You know what I'm saying? And we'll make it happen.
Yeah, tell the boy to tell you how I do, y'all.
Already, man. Yeah, me and Dirty T. Yeah, we actually, man, got a track together. We getting ready to shoot a video down in New Orleans for, man, in like the next few weeks, man. We got a track together. We actually going down there and shoot in New Orleans, in Mississippi for that new single. You know what I'm saying? So,
okay.
Yeah.
We got one more call. We got 609-331. Live First Fan Radio. 609-331. All right, we're going to let them go. We heard the soap operas playing or something in the back. You know what I mean?
Yeah. How was it going down to Miami and shooting a video with Gunplay?
We shot that in Atlanta.
Y'all shot in Atlanta?
Yeah, man. You know, Gunplay, man. Me and Gunplay, man, we just relate on a whole lot of levels, you know what I'm talking about? Like, I think we come from, like, similar backgrounds, you know what I'm saying? From the drugs to the jail, you know what I'm saying, from the streets, you know, just thugging, man. You know, I'm talking about gunplay, a real dude, man. And,
yeah,
you know, he another person. Yeah, he another nigga that you know, mean what he say what he mean. So, he's a nigga like that that keep their word, man, you know, respectfully thugging for me, yeah.
Y'all plan on putting the mixtape together?
Nah, we just did, I did a song, he did a song on my mixtape, and I did a song on his album coming out called Live By, Die By, you know what I'm saying, that's the song we did, so, yeah, I'll be on the lookout for that, you know, Gunplay, salute the Gunplay, man, he a real dude, y'all support what he got going on, man.
Yeah, blame it on the system, go hard, man, like, y'all know if a lot of people listen to the legs, man, but I got a little, you know, a couple messages up out of there, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's a message. It's a message, like, I mean, it was a real song. That's what really happened. Like,
yeah.
You know, see, there's a lot of youngsters out there, so they like to listen to the beat and like to catch a hook. But, you know, there's a lot of people my age, and, you know, we want to hear some substance, some kind of message in it, you know what I'm saying? If they don't catch it now, they're going to catch it later, because one thing about a message, man, it always going to be there, and they're going to touch the one that they need to touch at the time. Like, somebody might be going through something, and they go back, like Tupac. You listen to Tupac, and you'd be like, damn, that's what he was talking about, you know what I'm saying?
Real time. We got another caller, man. 215, you live on the line with Young Turk.
Yo, chill. What's good, my nigga? This is Dutch.
Peace. What's going on with you, kid?
Cooling out, Turner boy. What's good with you, man?
What's that in the yellow tape?
I'm cooling out. Turk, what's good, big homie?
Man, shit, I'm thugging, nigga. What's up?
Yeah, welcome home, my nigga. Nah, man, it's out of me talking to you right now. You know, I came up listening to you and shit. Keep it real with you, nah, man. I was off that hot boy wave and all that back in the day.
For sure, nigga. Where you from?
I'm Trent. I'm from Jersey, you know what I mean? But I was definitely fucking with y'all niggas. You know, some real shit, nah, man, back when y'all shit was really popping, like...
Yeah.
Shit, you was my favorite nigga out of all the motherfuckers, to be honest with you. Nah, man.
And, you know, like, you know, I ain't just getting my due, you know what I'm saying, because of shit that I was going through, man, doing what I was doing. But now I'm loose. I'm telling my story. I done growed up, you know what I'm saying, holding nothing back. I ain't biting my tongue, cause that shit hurts. So, you know, it's Reframe, man, you know what I'm saying? That's the new album coming out. So we got the MTV premiere tomorrow. It's hot. You know what I'm talking about? Just, you know, moving. It's Y&T, man. Y&T stands for Young and Thuggin'. I'm Mr. Young and Thuggin', but I'm grown up. So,
okay,
all right. Yeah, man. You keep this shit popping. You know, chamber to have.
Shit, I know that's right. You still fuck with Manny Fresh, Juvenile, ain't them niggas. You know what I mean? You still collabing the motherfuckers.
You know, like when I came home, I was strictly on some, man, Reunite, let's get it popping. You know what I'm saying? Niggas don't want that, you know what I'm saying? Like, I always push for it, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, still open to it. But as of now, I ain't going to say I don't fuck with them. I don't fuck with the hot boy movement. Like people saying it's going to be a hot boy reunion. It's not going to be a hot boy reunion, you know what I'm saying? That ain't going to happen. Like, I ain't with it. BG locked up, so it ain't going to happen, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, salute to them. They doing their thing. I'm doing mine, you know what I'm talking about? That's just what it is, man, Y&T.
I could definitely feel that. Another thing kind of fucked me. I thought, like, when you came home, I thought you, you know what I mean, be straight. These niggas doing their thing out here, you feel me? I thought you wouldn't have no fucking worries out here.
I still don't got no worries, you know what I'm talking about? I don't have no worries because one thing for sure, God sit high and look low, you know, and like I say, man, you know, a man gonna stand on his own. When I did my time, I stood on my own, you know what I'm saying? Nobody went in front of that judge but me. Even my lawyer, he couldn't really just take that lick what I got. You know what I'm saying? I had to wear that myself. So, you know what I'm saying? Going through the trials and tribulations that I went through, I learned to stand on my own. You know what I'm saying? I don't forget. You know what I'm saying? I just use everything for motivation, man, and stay determined so I can find my way. You know what I'm saying? That's just what it is, man. That's what you see today. Everything that's pushing with this Y&T, you know what I'm saying? Everything that a nigga see, everything that a nigga hear, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't no machine behind me, you know what I'm saying? It was all me and God, you know, and my team, you know, my administration, you know what I'm saying? So that's what it is, man. I came home, you know, and did a whole lot that niggas ain't do, and they been on the block, man, for 8 years, 8 months, 16 days.
Yeah,
so,
you ain't lying about
that. I ain't worried about nothing. I was never worried, you know what I'm saying? I just wanted to see, you know, like family. When it's family, man, you want that family to get along. You want that family to move on and be stronger. Like, you know what I'm saying? Everybody want their family together, but sometimes you just got to separate, man, and, you know, and that's when your big break happens, when you do separate, you know, sometimes.
Yeah, I know that, trust me.
Yeah, so, you know, that's what I'm on right now. I didn't woke up, you know what I'm saying, and I see that I got a flock. I see that they got people that really fuck with me, like, you know what I'm saying, outside of Hot Boy Turp, they fuck with YNT, they fuck with Turp. So, you know what I'm saying, now I got to push and build my empire and keep on doing what I got to do. You know what I'm saying? And set the record straight, man, and keep this shit real, not fake.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that fuck with you out here, man. Like, we need that street shit. There's a lot of bullshit going on out here. Nah, man, I know you ain't lose your touch, man, because you was definitely spitting that shit. You was a motherfucking young boy out here.
Yeah, I mean, you can't never lose something that you've been through. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how I give it. I give it, you know, from the heart. You know what I'm saying? This I don't freestyle, you know what I'm saying? I pay style, so, you know, I pay my dues, so, you know what I'm saying? When you hit, you know, that's what it is. This shit for real, not a drill with me. You know what I'm saying? Everything I did, everything I say, everything you see, you know what I'm saying? I either been around and I done lived in it. You know, that's just what it was, and, you know what I'm saying? My paperwork straight, I could go anywhere and get a meal
anywhere.
On my season.
Anywhere, that's what I'm talking about. Let me ask you this, Turk. Young and Thug, when did you first start that? Like the day you came on, or you already had this plan?
Young and Thug, I've always been Young and Thug. You know what I'm saying? 2001, when KMI, my first album. You know what I'm saying? I always felt like back when KMI Money was stunting and shining, I ain't never want to do that. I was forced to do it. You know what I'm saying? That's why you ain't never really just heard me on too many stunt and shine songs, because I ain't know how to do that. You know what I'm saying? I ain't know how to do that. You know, like, I was still living in the projects, you know, $42 rent, you know what I'm saying? My mom was still working, so, you know, like, BG, and BG was from the streets, you know what I'm saying? Because he was rebellious towards his mom, even though his mama had moved out, but he was rebellious. He was uptown, you know what I'm saying? Wayne, he come from a good family. That nigga ain't want for nothing, you know what I'm saying? Baby had left the streets a long time ago, so he, you know, ain't really didn't know what was going on, you know what I'm saying? That's why he had to get niggas like me and BG, you know what I'm saying, to get that, you know what I'm saying? Just put it
open
like
up,
that.
Get that, yeah. Put it down, y'all put
my
it down.
My whole thing, man, it's just, you know, it always been real with me, man. Nothing never been fake. I really did shot heroin and cocaine. I really did had attempted murder on the police. I really did my time. No 5K1, check my paperwork, Tav Virgil Jr., you know what I'm saying? Just, that's my real name, you know what I'm saying? Just everything good, you know what I'm saying, with me, man. You know, nigga ain't going to find no flaws, you know what I'm talking about? I just keep this shit all the way real. And a lot of niggas going to be mad because, nah, I'm here. I ain't on no beef shit, but I'm on some real life. I'm speaking the truth. I'm not biting my tongue, you know what I'm saying? My story about to be told now. And they going to make a whole lot of people mad. Whole lot of people gonna be jealous. You know what I'm saying? Anybody that had anything to do with my storyline or them dates in my life, it about to be told. You know what I'm saying? This is what it is. So the world get ready, man, because the story about to unfold. You know what I'm saying? That shit about to get told. Yeah. And I ain't talking about no police shit.
Yeah. When the album dropping?
Man, that Reflame dropping 2014. We gonna probably hit it for the first quarter, man. January, February, March. You know what I'm saying? It gonna be in between. You know, we pushing it. You know what I'm saying? Like, damn, they almost finished. Like, I've been like, just, man, just going in like crazy, man. You know what I'm saying? But we wanna pick those classics. You know what I'm saying? When I dropped that motherfucker, the name of it is Reflame. So it got that. When you think of Reflame, like, man, comeback. On
you
fire, some hot, some exclusive, some trials and tribulations. Like, damn, this nigga through, and what he talking about? So I'm already knowing, nigga, like, what he talking about? You know what I'm saying? So I'm about to give them what they want to know.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? I ain't going to sell it to no tabloids. I ain't going to give it all on no interview or no no block talk radios. I ain't going to give it all. I'm going to give it away for free. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I ain't going to give it away for free, man. It got to be a feat. You know what I'm saying? I done gave too much shit away for free, man. Nigga, they took too much shit from me. Now, I'm owning now. You know what I'm talking about?
Hell yeah, I feel you. Hey, What's some of the artists under your brand, Young and Thuggin', that you work with?
I got the YMCO. That's like the Downside Wu-Tang Clan. Young niggas taking over. You know what I'm saying? I got Imani the Maid Woman. That's my wife. You know, she speak crazy, man. Y'all can check her out on YouTube. She got the crazy freestyle she did on the Otis, Jay-Z and Kanye track. You know what I'm saying? Killed it, just going crazy. Imani the Maid Woman, man. You know what I'm saying? Like,
wow.
Man, it's just, you know what I'm saying? That's the only female on the label. You know what I'm saying? She's standing there holding her ground, outdoing a lot of these niggas in this game right now. Like, she she gonna be like she don't be. I ain't gonna compare her to Nicki Minaj because I feel like she better. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, it just gonna be another one of those takeovers like that. Salute to Nicki Minaj because she cold at what she do. But you know what I'm saying? Everybody get their turn, man. It's YNT turn now.
Yeah.
Hey, but I tell you what though, Turk. I'll say this right here. I tell you what though. If she looking to do some collabos with some females, I'm talking about like I'm not talking about no booty popping females. I'm talking about some real females who really put that shit
working.
In.
We working, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like everything going. You know what I'm saying? 4-4-9-9-7-8-2-3-2, man.
Yes, sir.
You know we all working. Remember the YNTO young niggas taking over. It's a branch in Memphis, branch in New Orleans, branch in Atlanta. Every city I go, I look for a young nigga that's doing this thing, man, and I branch him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
YNTO, young niggas taking over, man. That's the movement. YNT, we all on young niggas taking over. You mind as a man, you want? Y'all about to hear a whole lot about.
That's what it is, man.
That's what it is.
I got a movement, man. I got an empire where visions get inspired. You know what I'm saying? We doing shit. We vision. We having visions over here. You know what I'm saying? So that means shit already did. We just got to walk in it. You know what I'm saying? So when it happened, like, people going to be like, damn, you know what I'm saying? We already synced it. You know what I'm talking about? We believe in it. You know what I'm saying?
An artist that you're working with? You got an artist that you working with? I think the artist is Magnolia B.
Magnolia B?
Something
I never heard of.
Yeah. Cause somebody was saying about somebody hit me up earlier today, and they were saying they did a collab with one of I had to go back and look at my messages and look through it, and they said they did a collab with one of the artists that was working with you. I think it said Magnolia B. I got to go back and look through my.
I don't know, like my young niggas, I let them be in charge of their own destiny. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
My whole thing is produce when it's time to produce. You know what I'm saying? Be at the studio when it's time. Be on that road when it's time for us to hit this road. You know what I'm saying? I let them do what they do. So no telling who they done did a song with. I really don't even. I ain't in charge. There's none of their creative control. You know what I'm saying? Everything on them. Just whatever we obligated to do with each other, just make sure that's done. And that's how YNT rocking. You know what I'm saying? Everybody got their own freedom to do whatever, man. Just be respect and no drugs. At least around me.
Looking forward to it, and I kind of consider my vision a Turk and Lil Boosie track when Boosie touched down.
And that's another thing, man. You know, shout out to Bad Ed. You know, I did a song with all them boys on Dump, you know what I'm saying? I am Dump. Let me see who else. I did a song about 3-4 Boosie.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Big Wayne, I did some
Big
shit.
Big Wayne, yeah. Money Bag.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't do shit with, like, all them niggas, so, you know what I'm saying? Boosie was really over there when he hit the street. You know, me and that nigga down there sound like, so they want to hear Turk and Boosie on the track. You know what I'm saying? They want to hear us on the track, and we got similar stories, so, you know what I'm saying? Don't get no realer than that.
What about a Turk and Kevin Gates track?
Man, you know, I hear a lot about Kevin Gates, but I really don't know him. He's from my state. You know what I'm saying? And I respect what he's doing. You know, like, I just don't really listen to too many other people's music. I be secluded in my own world, you know. But I see his movement. I see him on the road. I see him pushing. So I salute that. You know what I'm saying? But one thing I do know, my cousin, she a twin. She crazy about Kevin Gates. So I know he got the females. You heard?
Yeah, my 16-year-old daughter crazy about him, dog. Like,
I just haven't tapped into it. Like, not because I don't want to, you know, I don't think he good. I just really don't listen to nobody's music. Like, you know, the only music I didn't tap into is Rich Homie Quan. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Like, that his album,
man, that boy got some shit that when I heard that, you know, it took me back. You know what I'm saying? They don't want to see me down. Want to see me fall. Want to see me down and fucked up. Pray to God I'm dead and locked up. I felt it. And I just started listening to it. Shit, man. Like, I done went on, like, 3 road trips just listening to nothing but Rich Homie Quan. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's what got my ears right now, man. You know what I'm saying?
That's
yeah,
crazy,
yeah.
Crazy,
man.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah, and then,
with some of the artists you want to, not to cut you off either, Turner Boy, with some of the artists you want to work with that you haven't worked with yet, that you looking
forward to? Everybody. It don't matter. If they want to work with me, I want to work with them. You know what I'm saying? One thing about me, though, I ain't going to ass kiss no nigga. I ain't going to run behind no nigga. I ain't going to ask a nigga to do nothing twice. You know what I'm saying? So I learned my lesson. I came home, I asked a few of these niggas in the industry. Man, like, I need you to get on this. I need you to get on that. When you're in front of them, they be like, yeah, I got it. You know what I'm saying? But when you get from around them, niggas be like, shit, them nigga ain't answering the phone. It's so crazy. Nigga give you a real direct number. In front of them, when you call them, they know you about to call their phone, and the number about to dial, and they be like, well, I got your number. Man, when you leave out the niggas' eyesight, they don't even answer the phone no more. You know what I'm saying? They play like they real. Like, these niggas, man, crazy these days.
Yeah, that's why Mano just made a song about that.
Yeah, and it's like the thing about it is, these niggas have managers and shit, man. And you got artists that's on, like, a media mainstream to a mainstream level. Like, and they have managers. But see, what the crazy part about it is, the manager put their info out there. But when you call the manager, you email the manager, motherfucker don't call back, he don't answer emails, he don't do nothing. Like, how the fuck is you managing somebody?
Man, you know, these niggas, man, too busy for themselves, man, you know. Nigga, I get on the phone sometime when the booking running slow, nigga. I contact the club promoters and the owners, and you know what I'm saying? I do this shit from the muscle. You know, I'm a hustler, man, you know what I'm saying? And, like, you know, I just got to be hands-on with everything. I feel like I got to be that way, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes my people be like, man, slow down, be cool, we got it. But I just got to be hands-on with it, make sure everything being did.
Yeah.
Your mic messing up, Turner Boy.
Huh?
Turner Boy, you sound like the APM.
Yeah, that boy sound like he a rap.
I know, right? Hey, I was gonna ask you.
Sound like he was scratching. So,
yeah, well, you gotta switch mics. Turner Boy, hey, Turk. I was gonna ask you, man. Like, one of y'all label mates. I don't know if you was there. If he was there during the time y'all were banging out hard. Boo and Gotti from the group Boo and Gotti. I think they
came
Boo,
later. My nigga, man. I ain't too much got to maneuver with Gotti, but, you know, Boo, man, he didn't joke the nigga, you know what I'm saying? He always been 1,000 with me. You know, he never changed. He always stood the same with me. You know what I'm talking about?
Okay, yeah, because Gotti was trying to call in, man. He wanted to shout you out, man, so I'm putting it out there, you know what I mean, since he couldn't get in. He was in the studio.
I fuck with Gotti, though, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just had a more relationship with Boo. You know, me and him talked a lot, but Gotti always, you know, he been a real stand-up guy, too, you know what I'm saying? But me and him just ain't on the phone talking all the time, relationship.
Yeah, I hear that. You know what I mean? Now, as far as, like, Young and Thug, man, you don't, like, it's over with Cash Money. Is it that's what it is, or?
I mean, it ain't over with Cash Money, because Cash Money getting money, you know what I'm saying? It's just me, I'm trying to get where they at and get better, you know what I'm talking about? Like, in the future, tomorrow, whenever, you know what I'm saying? Nigga won't work, we can work. It ain't no beef, you know what I'm saying? But, shit, don't hold me down. Don't stop me from doing what I got to do, you know what I'm talking about? Like, I ain't, that's all that is, you know what I'm saying? Shit, he too,
Yeah, I could dig that, man. What about movies, man? My favorite movie, Baller Block, is still to this day, man.
Yeah, I got my own movie, man. Be hitting the DVDs. We probably go box office with it, you know what I'm saying? I'm working the deal out with my movie now called Reckless, you know. It's a biopic of my life, you know, everything, man. Just everything from the beginning to the end, Revelation, man. from Genesis to Revelations, you know, just the story being told, like everything unfolded.
I'm saying
we about to put it all out, man.
Don't
let everybody see what it is.
Yeah. I just checked the video out, man. For it's hot. You know what
yeah.
I mean? I like the video, man. What's going on from there, man? What we gonna be doing? Any shows coming up?
Yeah. I got shows down there every. Man, shit.
What's up?
Like
with Jersey, man? You're on in Jersey, man. Let what's up? Let's hook it up.
Man, shit, let's hook it up, man. Just, I mean, the number is out there, man. You know, just get at me and we'll make it happen.
No doubt, no doubt. Turner boy, you got that mic fixed, man. Still scratching.
Man, can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Yeah, like the commercial.
Yeah, you know, I'm in the mountains. I'm in the mountains, dog. You know the reception ain't good in the mountains. Yeah, it's definitely what it is, man. But yeah, man. It's good. It's good to have you to the house, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm blessed to be able to hear real nigga music again. You know what I'm saying.
For sure,
and
man.
I can't wait for
get that Blame It on the System, that Louisa Animal. You know, man. Let everybody know that MTV, man, gonna be on fire tomorrow. The premieres, man. Y'all already know, man. Every hour. I ain't gonna say they gonna every hour, but probably, you know. Probably a couple times tomorrow, you know what I'm saying? We going to MTV premiere that thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, man, my first video on MTV in years. So, you know, it's a blessing, man. You know what I'm talking about?
No doubt.
Already. Yeah, make sure when you draw the album, right, make sure when you draw the album, just go on and chime in on your calendar on your phone and make sure that we are part of that promo tour so, you know what I'm saying, we can get that interview for the album.
I got y'all in the database, like, in the email, so... You know, y'all are getting exclusive shit, man. So, you know what I'm saying? I appreciate y'all, man. I got to go back into the boot while I'm being creative. I'm inspired right now, so.
That's what it is, man. Go burn it up for us, man. Hot boy style.
I appreciate y'all, man. You know what I'm saying, man? You know, anybody want to get at me, follow me on my new Twitter. My old one was hacked. The Turk, Mr. YNT, that was verified. It got hacked, so follow me. Hot boy, number 32. Follow me on Instagram. My Instagram, a move. It ain't like nobody else's Instagram, so make sure y'all go check it out. Turk_EMANI. You know y'all want to book me for features or shows, 444-997-8232. Rest in peace to my daddy, man. Free BG. Rest in peace to my little brother, YNT, man. You know what I'm saying? Until we just can't say it no more, that's what it going to be. Let's get it.
All if right, you ain't rocking with Chill, Gizzle, and Turner, boy, your pussy ass ain't rocking, nigga. First Bam Radio.
This is an exclusive.
How you like that?
Turn it up.
Blame it on this. We can't think of these motherfuckers. See that with a black man and a white man, they losing.
On the
fire. Blame it on the system. We can't win, we losing. Black can kill a black man and a white man, they losing.
Holiday season, bitch.
Blame it on this. We can't win, we losing. See that
with a
black man and a white man, they losing.
On the fire.
Blame it on the system. We can't win, we losing. Black can kill a black man, a white man, they losing.
Every minute, every hour, every day, they put a nigga ass behind bars and throw the key away. They find you guilty for the charge before you plead the case. Yeah, you're guilty to proven innocent. And every minute, every hour, every day, they put a nigga ass behind bars and throw the key away. They find you guilty for the charge before you plead the case. Yeah, you're guilty to proven innocent. Them bitches snake. Real talk, dawg. No, it ain't fake. You gotta stay strong, homie, don't break. Stay solid, nigga, and don't turn state. I keep it gangster like a G, that's the only way. I'ma take my lick, no, I never been a snitch. I done did it times, twice, and now I do the shit again. They say why do 10 when you can tell on a friend. They put you out there so a nigga could do it. It's a dirty world, but it still spins. You can't do nothing to fight it, but try to live in it. We've been losing, don't doubt it, them people still winning. strikes you out like a diamond. Night ending, nightmare on the street. We can't win, we losing. Black could kill a black man, kill a white man, they losing it. Nightmare on the street. We can't win, we losing. Black could kill a black man, kill a white man, they losing it.
Fuck the state jury, judge, and the victim. All they love to see is me convicted, but I'm mafia connected. He rapping, assault witness, rifle is suggested. I'm already war ready, battle tested. Get your warning, I won't send another message. The system can't hold me and the feds can't catch us. These hoes can't break me and these haters can't stress us. Folks can't pin any murder to these weapons. They try and give me life, they ain't try and give me justice. Bang, bang with the gavel, no discussions. We running from the fuzzes, they jumping out in dozens. Niggas right back on the block like they wasn't. Could never stop the hustle or the bullet out this muzzle. Pistol grip pump knocking pieces out your puzzle. Pointing at the trial, you must wanna die. You gon' get the business once you step one foot outside.
Blaming on the system, we can't win, we losing. Black could kill a black man, kill a white man, they losing them. Blaming on the system, we can't win, we losing. Black could kill a black man, kill a white man, they losing them. Holding on the judge and the judge try to fight it to me. Try to give me 30 years, but still, but he couldn't. He gave me the Mac, and they sent me the Mac. 23-1, what you know about that? It's hard when you're black. You don't stand a chance. Said that you the dead. If you kill a white man, in they sight, man, we never write, man. Go to trial if you like shooting dice, man. To the police, we a perfect target. They main goal, try to take us out the fucking market. Make you a convict, now you're starving. Can't get a job picking cotton, cause of your charges. Ain't nothing changed, cause we're rock. You're out your damn frame if you think corruption stopped. It's still the same, man, this shit'll never stop. You can blame it on the system, I'm blame it on hip-hop. Blame it on the system, we can't win, we losing. Black could kill a black man, kill a white man, they losing them. Blame it on the system, we can't win, we losing. Black could kill a black man, kill a white man, they losing them.
Yeah, we back, man. First Fan Radio. It's your motherfucking boy, Chill Gizzy and Turner Boy, man. You already know we turned up. We got Yellow Tape Dutch in the building, too. You know what I mean? He got a big cup of coffee from, I don't know where he get his coffee from, though. So I ain't gonna put... What's up, homie?
What a look at. Everybody got a look?
I'm chilling out, man.
Yeah, man, I got that wild Irish Rose over here, man. I'm on my Wino.
You got your what now?
Wow, Irish Rose.
What a Remy.
You say what a Remy, nigga. I want some old school shit, nigga. Brown paper bag. Drinking. Nah, I'm just bugging out, man. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to homeboy Turk for coming through, man. You know what I mean? Showing us some love, man. You know what I mean? Clearing things up a little bit, man. Letting us know he's still young and thugging out there. You know what I'm saying? Gotti was trying to call in, man. You know what I'm saying? Gotti, man, if you listening, man, we tried to squeeze you in, man. You got a number from Puerto Rico, man. We ain't never called nobody. We had trouble calling over there to you, man. So, you know what I mean? It ain't too late for you to call in, though. You know what I'm saying? Number 917-889-8297 if y'all listening. You know what I mean? Turn away, man. Give us a recap, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, your insight.
You know what, man? I particularly like that interview because it wasn't no sugarcoat behind the interview. It wasn't no trying to save another motherfucker. It was like, you know what I'm saying, niggas put the shit on the line. Like, you know what I'm saying, it is what it is. Like, I'm not finna sugarcoat for you, nigga. Like, you know what I'm saying, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? So the nigga really kept it thugging. Like, he really did. You know what I'm saying? I salute him for that. You feel me?
Real talk. Yellow Tate, what's your views? What's your opinion, man? You know, how you think? What you think of the interview?
He pretty much the type of nigga. I panned him out the bit. I always had a feeling he was a real nigga. I mean, out of all them motherfuckers, know what I mean? Seemed like him and BG, Juvenile, sound like he was a real motherfucker too. But it's like the two niggas, know what I mean? They went through the most shit. Nah, he kept a G. Nah, he tell motherfucking story. He ain't sugarcoating shit. And I like, you know, I like real shit anyway. Fuck with real niggas. So he definitely impressed me. I like what he was talking about.
Yeah, and that, you know, I still have a sour taste in my mouth. You know what I'm saying? I can't even lie. Like I have a sour taste in my mouth for Wayne. You know what I'm saying? And for Baby. You know what I'm saying? As far as that go back in the day.
I feel
you know what I'm saying?
Way.
I can't really say shit about Slim. You know what I'm saying? But Slim kept that shit like. You know what I'm saying? Slim did play his position really well. He stayed in the background, so you didn't really hear Slim talking about shit. You know, Slim was the businessman. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, in a sense, you can actually honestly tell, like even today, man, because if you go back and look at some of the shit that Cash Money do, dog, like in some of the shit that they do, like it's expenses in these artist contracts that y'all can't even imagine. You know what I'm saying? Like just for instance, security. You know who owns the security company that does security for Nicki Minaj and Drake and them?
Who that?
Cash Money owns that shit.
You said Cash Money owns.
Yeah, so that shit's
going like.
But
that's part of 360 deal, bro. Like you said, that's part of that whole 360 situation, man. Like you signed with Cash Money, and we tied in everything: your security, your sneakers, your makeup. I mean everything.
Yeah, definitely, man. So and it's like crazy. It's like the little small stipulations. Cause can you imagine, man? I can imagine that those artist contracts are probably 30, 40 pages long, which is some crazy shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So and then too, you got to go through it. Not only are you dealing with the major, they're just doing your distribution, but you're dealing with Cash Money, which is actually the independent in a sense. But they're gonna get their money before you get your money.
Hell yeah. Nah, man, that's crazy though, man. You know what I mean? When you're from the soil and you got people that was your friends that y'all started out doing something together, man, to become a profitable business for all of y'all. You know what I'm saying? Worst thing you could do to somebody at that time, man, is not be there for them when they lose someone that, you know, y'all came up together, man. You feel me? That's just like your family, whether you like it or not. You know what I'm saying? And that's just
that's worse than fucking my bitch. Like real talk, that's worse than fucking my chick, dog. Like real talk,
it's along the line.
Be honest with you. It's a slap in the face. Hey, unmute me right quick, bro.
He got the fire alarm going off.
Yeah, but it's like a slap in the face, man. Like, you know, I would have really expected those phone calls to come through. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, Turk is not really in the spotlight a whole lot, but he's in the spotlight right now to know enough to know that if something was to happen, that it's gonna air on the news and it's gonna come out. And he's from Louisiana, so you know they're gonna find out too. So I'm sure that these guys knew about that, and for them not to reach out was hope. To be honest with you, it was really hope.
Oh yeah, of course. You know what I'm saying? And you know, like and even past that, like he said, he wasn't looking for no handouts when he came home, man, you know what I'm saying? He was just focused. He was happy to be back home. You know, he had time to sit and think and learn, you know what I mean, the business even more, you know what I mean? But like, hold on, it's something I'm missing, you know what I'm saying? And I'm glad he picked that element up, man, and he focused now, you know what I'm saying? And now he know like, you know, y'all worried about y'all paper, let me worry about mine. I can't even be crying over that little small minute shit, you know what I'm saying? So shout out to Turk for that, bro.
Yeah, and then bro said like, what, like who held you down? You know what I'm saying? He didn't talk about nobody big time. He didn't say this nigga.
His bro held him down, like you said. It wasn't no Wayne. It wasn't nobody. Ain't nobody come write no contract on the tissue for him like Tupac or none of that. His girl was there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Shout out to her. And that's the type of bitch I want. Not calling nobody woman. You know what I mean?
No pun intended.
That's
no
the type
pun
of woman
intended.
I want.
But like, yeah. No pun intended.
That's the type of woman I want. Any woman listening out to my voice, chill, gizzy voice, that's the type of woman I want.
Exactly. Exactly. If you hold me down for 8.5 years while I'm in a chain gang and I come home, I ain't got no choice but to marry you, girl. I ain't got no choice.
And then
we're
making babies on top of babies on top of babies on top of babies.
Exactly. Yeah. I might get you pregnant with 3 kids at one time and shit. You feel me? Shit, just go like.
Start our own rap coalition.
Yeah. You know, we're gonna do a lot of Percy Miller did it.
Percy Miller,
you know what I'm saying? Yeah, man. Yeah.
Hell yeah. Yeah, that was good, man. Shout out to the homie Turk, man. You know what I'm saying? If y'all ain't heard it, you know what I'm saying? We're going to be playing some of the joints tonight, man. You know what I mean? Go get that Louisiana man, and that Blame It On The System mixtape, man. They free on that piff.com, man. They crazy. Over 40,000 downloads, man. Follow him on Twitter, man. You already know, man. At HotBoyTurk32. Instagram, Turk_Imani, E-M-A-N-I. You know what I mean? And get at him, man. You know what I mean? Follow the brother, man. Show that support, man. I know there's a lot of Hot Boy fans listening tonight.
Look, let me make this public service announcement real quick. First Fam is the media. First Fam Radio is the media. We are the media, which means we deal with artists, we deal with models, we deal with different people. If you have an interview, if you confirm an interview with First Fam Radio and you can't make the interview and you don't call us and we looking stupid, Don't expect us to be real receptive the next time, because it's like it's utter disrespect, and I'm gonna put that shit out there. A nigga don't like me, you can call me on it. It is what it is. But that's a sign of disrespect, because I spend my time promoting you, putting you out there, knowing that you're gonna be on the show, which is gonna increase your fan base, because like I said, we are one of the biggest independents in the business, and we're gonna increase your fan base, and you don't have a courtesy enough to say, well, I'm not gonna be able to make the interview. Don't expect us to be real receptive to you. Cause the shit ain't gonna happen. You feel me? It's the land of the law.
Hey, and then you know, in the words of my boy, man, they got to pay me, boy.
I need them big faces, and I might have to charge you extra just because you stood me up, nigga.
Extra? You want to get on First Radio, man? You an artist coming up? You know what I mean? You don't want your producer dancing all in the videos, all in your pocket, all in your wallet. You can't get on Power 99 or Hot 97. Come to First Fan Radio. We'll play your shit.
And even before you do it, go back and look at some of our old interviews, then contact them niggas and ask them if First Fan Radio helped them. I bet a man, one of them niggas going to say no. Everybody going to say, yeah, they some love we fuck with alone. Because that's how we do this.
Real simple, man.
That's what it is. That's what's good, man.
Real quick, man. You know what I mean? When we come back, man, we got more for him, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna go ahead and hop into some shit real quick. You know what I'm saying? So we had the homie Turk on, man. You know, I got to show him some love, man. He got some tracks on there. I favored it. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I mean? It just took me back to to when I first became a hot boy myself, when I first started rocking with him. Let's go.
If you ain't rocking with Chill, Gizzle, and Turner, boy, your pussy ass ain't rocking, nigga. First Fam Radio.
Alert. Alert. Clear all channels.
This is an exclusive.
How you like that?
Turn it up.
Banging on system. We can't stick it in losing. She banging with a black man and a white man. They losing.
I'm a fighter.
Every minute, every hour, every day, they put a nigga ass behind bars and throw the key away. They find you guilty for the charge before you plead the case. Yeah, you're guilty to proving innocent. Them bitches checking every minute, every hour, every day, they put a nigga ass behind bars and throw the key away. They find you guilty for the charge before you plead the case. Yeah, you're guilty to proving innocent. Them bitches snake. Real talk, dawg. No, it ain't fake. You gotta stay strong. Homie, don't break. Stay solid, nigga, and don't turn state. I keep it gangster like a G, that's the only way. I'ma take my lick. No, I never been a snitch. I done did it times, twice, and now I do this shit again. They say, why do 10 when you can tell on a friend? They put you out there so a nigga could do it. It's a dirty world, but it's still spin. You can't do nothing about it, but try to live in it. We've been losing, don't doubt it, them people still winning. We strike you out like a diamond. Night ending, blaming on the system. We can't win, we losing. Black, kill a black man, kill a white man, they losing it. Blaming on the system. We can't win, we losing. Black can kill a black man, kill a white man, they losing.
I'm the state jury, judge, and the victim. All they love to see is me convicted, but I'm mafia connected. He rapped, assault witness, rifle is suggested. I'm already war ready, battle tested. Get your warning, I won't send another message. The system can't hold me and the feds can't catch me. These hoes can't break me and these haters can't stress us. Folks can't pin any murder to these weapons. They try and give me life, they ain't try and give me justice. Bang, bang with the gavel, no discussions. We running from the fuzzes, they jumping out in dozens. Niggas right back on the block like they wasn't. Could never stop the hustle or the bullet out this muzzle. Pistol grip pump knocking pieces out your puzzle. Pointing at the trial, you must wanna die. You gon' get the business once you step one foot outside.
Blaming on the system, we can't win, we losing. Black can kill a black man, kill a white man, they losing them. Blaming on the system, we can't win, we losing. Black can kill a black man, kill a white man, they losing them. The judge try to fuck it to me. Try to give me 30 years, but still, but he couldn't. He gave me the Mac, and they sent me the Mac. 23-1, what you know about that? It's hard when you're black, you don't stand a chance. Said they shoot a dead, hit a fear, kill a white man. And they sight, man, we never right, man. Go to trial, if you like, shooting dice, man. To the police, we a perfect target. They main goal, try to take us out the fucking market. Make you a convict, now you're starving. Can't get a job picking cotton, cause of your charges. Ain't nothing changed, cause Barack, you're out your damn frame. If you think corruption stopped, it's still the same, man, this shit'll never stop. You can blame it on the system, I'm blaming it on hip-hop. Blame it on the system, we can't win, we losing. Black can kill a black man, kill a white man, they losing them. Blame it on the system, we can't win, we losing. Black can kill a black man, kill a white man, they losing them.
First Bound Radio.
Alert, alert, clear all channels.
This is an exclusive.
How you like that?
Turn it up.
Big bro walked in the studio today, he was like, bro, download this beat for me. I'm ready to go in. He said, I'm back. Well, he said, he back, but you know what I meant. So, I would like to be the first to say, welcome back, big bro. You ready?
What's wrong with these fuck niggas? I got perp in my swisher. In the club with my killers, don't really fucking with killers. Got a plug in Atlanta, yeah, I fuck with my dealer. I got my 60 niggas with me, so I come with a pistol, okay. Real nigga, ready for what you don't think I'm ready for. SP and Papa, I say S because I let it go. Hey, you don't know, man, I'ma let you go. Bitches going down like an elevator coming from the 11th floor. I sneezed on another track, but I ain't got no tissue. Some niggas in here mugging me. Guess we got an issue. And that bitch throwing them knees up. Excuse her, that's my sister. Better press, ain't fit with makeup. That's how we rock them pistols. Okay, I wish you would. I'm sick and tired of niggas doing it like these bitches do it. Every day I got a strap because these bitches do it. And every day I'm booming crap because these bitches do it. You swear you a real nigga, neighborhood hero. But you ain't gon' do shit for real, cause we know. You said you got some shooters too, but you ain't got a feet on. So why wouldn't I let my chain swing? Who you is, Z-Bo? Oh, I know who you is. Shouter said that he ho. Yo, click as you a 10. The city says 0. Fire, relax, concentrate. Deep low, keys are yelling, shoot. But he ain't talking about no free throw. See, I've been with it for a long time. And if it's on my hip, they already know it's gone down. Always rolling up strong, pass, pass like a throne, nothing wrong. Slang, gotta spin a nigga with him with a chrome. Ah, you don't wanna run up at the wrong path.
First Bound Radio.
Alert, alert, clear all channels.
This is an exclusive.
How you like that?
Turn it up.
It's holiday season, bitch.
Mm-hmm.
She wanna keep beside me. She wanna make me leave everything behind me. I couldn't mind living on that bum bed, but I ain't tripping. Oh, what's on a Monday? Oh, what's on a Monday? Waking up on Tuesday, get on my knees, sing blood for 2 days. Get some food and hit the store, we grinding all day. She text me saying that she racing back to my place, racing back to my place. She got on a fur face. She been drinking and she popped a couple of Mylars. Girl, I'ma work you, let me hit it by the fireplace. Girl, I'ma freak you, I can hit it like in private. Hitting it for 5 days. Now that liquor finally got me. She like, damn, that single finally got me. I ain't want to, but I could untie my body. I see y'all looking, y'all haters trying to copy. Haters trying to copy.
www.firstfammediagroup.com. Fuck with us, man. Fuck with us, Blog Talk Radio, man. We get this shit in, man. Independent artists, man. We fuck with y'all. Fuck with us. We gonna goddamn make this shit do what it do.
Surprise, motherfucker. R.O.B. Your boy Gotti. Yeah, don't hate me, I like to drink a lot. And don't hate me, I like to smoke a lot. And don't hate me, I like to fuck a lot. When I'm in the stripper club, I love to tip a lot. And you know your boy got it, love to Mac a lot. Break the banks out in Vegas and he spend a lot. Got town to the air, back and forth a lot. We grind a lot, that's why we shine a lot.
Chill, sing that shit while I spit these top bars. Niggas stream that shit while I push these top cars. Seeing fiends and shit in the back of the cop cars. I mean that shit, we the hottest, we block stars. Girls got more wits than soldier. This my second coming, your girl invited to my place. Ain't there 5 minutes kissing on my face. Ain't no kidney fingerprints for my sake. 10 steps ahead of y'all, the teacher and the map of y'all. Flow super unleaded, diesel mixed with edithol. I'm sick, but well enough to kiss my daughter goodnight. Fuckin' with Gotti like his little slapping Suge Knight. That's impossible, get your face slashed. Get your life took with your fake ass. Get up off my grass, you know who y'all this is. That's how niggas get killed, trying to prove how hot they is.
We take the club and we mix it with hot honey. We take Patron and we mix it with prime baby. We take the players and we mix it with VIP. We take Gotti and we mix them with R. Kelly.
Now what we got, players? Now what we got, people? Now what we got, money?
chick like three Janet Jackney's four superheads. Gotti the hustler, nah, Gotti for president. Gotti gonna hit, but Gotti still haven't sent my real spent 28 on the coupe. Still dropping 30 points on you niggas that run and shoot. Too many Gucci shoes in my closet to close the door. Too many thirsty niggas trying to shoot a 10 or 4. I got four patrons and that shit that's seen. Three but man, I don't even dream. We standing on the bar, driving the latest car. That's Gotti and Kills, two superstars. Black Gucci shirt, matching pants, now I'm dance. Baby girl matching skirt shit, look at her stance. Doing her two-step, now she in odd. Can't nobody stunt like G and the R.
We take the club and we mix it with my honey. We take Patron and we mix it with my baby. We take the players and we mix it with VIP. We take Gotti and we mix it with R. Kelly.
Now what we got, players?
And don't hate me, I like to smoke a lot. And don't hate me, I like to fork a lot. When I'm in the stripper club, I love to tip a lot. And you know your boy got it, love to max a lot. Break the banks out in Vegas and he spend a lot. Got town to the A, back and forth a lot. We grind a lot, that's why we shine a lot. We take the club and we mix it with hot honey. We take Patron and we mix it with my baby. We take the players and we mix it with VIP. We take Gotti and we mix them with R. Kelly.
Now what we got, players? Now what we got, people? Now what we got, money? Now what we got, people? Now what we got, baller? Now what we got, hustler? Now what we got, baller? Now what we got, superstar?
Yeah, it's your boy Kels. Y'all ain't even gotta pay me for this one. I ain't tripping, I'm sipping. You Gotti, look out for that Gotti mixtape, y'all. It's that time. Oh yeah, also look out for that 12 play fourth quarter, baby. Coming real soon, baby. Real soon.
Holiday season, nigga.
Mama house, hoping a nigga like the disaster. Nigga
niggas gotta hustle when it's hot. Any means, track stars turn to trap stars. Gotta get that green. Running from the police till a nigga get caught. First time get probation, back to hustling, same thoughts. Now we caught up in the system, but we don't give a fuck. Still thugging, toting pistols, middle finger to the law. Yeah, it's motherfucker, judge, district attorney, prosecutor, trying to make it out the hood. We ain't no fucking limit of the system.
I'm from a place where they stay strapped, stay racked, straight drop, great back. Welcome to my hood, yeah, my place is a hood. My hood, don't hood, everybody got a hood. Make it happen, this one for Ohio, this one for LA, this one for Miami, this one for DA. So many different hoods, I didn't get to say, but this one for the hood, and this is what I pay.
Motherfucking
holiday season.
New Orleans in this motherfucker. Uptown, downtown, stand down. I'm tell my brother drummer boy. Lil Lodi. Y'all see what it do? Yeah.
From the
504
to the 901.
504, you gotta love this shit. It's like a goddamn holiday right now. Circus back, nigga.
The definition of a real nigga. Ask about me, they gon' say I keep it real, nigga. Young thugger getting racked from behind the wall. I ain't even gotta ask, she gon' drop a draw. I ain't even gotta ask, I make the fucking law. Bend over from the back, take the fucking law. Got a million gold packs, never fucking wrong. And I watch my trap jump like a fucking frog. All this money is my ID. G's on the rock, you see it before you see me. I'm on the air like a TV. Kush got me high, you fuck niggas can't reach me. You fuck niggas can't teach me. Hack around your hood, young turn, I'm an OG. Ride around your hood at any time at a slow speed. I'm stacking money and it's higher than a nosebleed. Yeah. Get it high, little shawty. Yeah, without a deal, get it high, little shawty. It take a microscope just to see you niggas ballin'. And all this cash got your main bitch callin'. It is what it is.
What the fuck you real live?
thinking that's the real.
We work it.
Yo, sir! Streets been missing you, my nigga. It's a pleasure to work with you, my brother. As I say, it's an honor.
Take a ride through the hood, holla at T.Y. He giving up them deals on them half a pie. My nigga knowledge not far, probably riding in the car, talking on the cell phone, rolling up another goal. If your jack boy's on it, we can do what he do. I get my niggas money and shorty to roll on you. And it's starting to dawn on me. Drive Street Harmony, from 2nd and D all the way to 6th Street. Applejack and Wop was the first to make it pop. Niggas still got clout, put birds in the south. Fuck with my nigga Pito when y'all gon' see. That other Tech 9 that I used to be. That one that won't rest till you're 6 feet deep. 4 nickel, big clip, gotta cripple your hip. Rest in peace, stupid J and 7 Dice. Yellow boy was a fool, Soldier Slim was nice. I'm a uptown nigga, let it violate.
We don't talk to the fuck boy.
We just hit him with the shot. What's up, Diggy Dooley? My nigga Lil Johnny. Pump the bitch out, and I bring it back to mind. I'm a uptown nigga, let it violate.
We don't talk to them fuck boys.
We just hit them with the shot.
What's up, Diggy Dooley?
And my nigga Lil Yachty. Pump the bitch out, and I bring it back to mind.
UPTOWN. Everything strapped when he's spinning a bin. Mel for me, Josephine, Mac, no Galio. 6 and B, 2nd and D, we all about mojo. You can get the fofo, the desert of the Nina. From slipping in my hood with the things on the beamer. You know where I be at. Shout out, we that. The U boys, holla at your rounds if you need that. Learn about the bricks, now I'm coming for it, bitch. Like a serious disease, we don't leave your block sick. Remember Gary LaRonde, smooth moving that nigga. See, they still getting money in a ride for me. I got my game from uptown, my fame from uptown, them things from uptown, my chain from uptown. I'm a uptown nigga boy, I be wildin'. A uptown nigga boy, living violent.
I'm a uptown nigga, living violent.
We don't talk to them fuck boys.
We just hit them with the shot.
What's up, Diggy Dooley?
My nigga Lil Yachty. Pump the bitch out, and I bring it back to vibe. I'm a uptown nigga, living violent.
We don't talk to them fuck boys.
We just hit them with the shot.
What's up, Diggy Dooley?
My nigga Lil Yachty. Pump the bitch out,
Mr. Ryan.
I'm a uptown nigga, living violent.
Colors with extendos, how we ride. From the 3 to the 13, homie, it's real. We don't play by no rules, man, we cutthroat. Rock a nigga to sleep, that's what it in for. Hood cold in the street, yep, we don't go to court. Still one of my niggas, I'm stealing two of yours. Bird gang, about to shoot them up and bang, bang, bang. 30 feet of Cali, yo, about to bang, bang. The main boys, PNC, nigga, straight thuggin'. Now you know the uptown nigga, straight thuggin'. My nigga to my nigga Biggie, network. TC still in me, nigga, Young Turk. Rest in peace, Rallo, that's my little brother. That uptown got a whole lot of love for ya.
Uptown nigga, let me violate.
We don't talk to the fuck boys.
We just hit him with the shot.
What's up, Diggy Dooley?
My nigga Lil Yachty. Pump the bitch out, and I bring it back a vibe. Uptown nigga, let me violate.
We don't talk to the fuck boys.
We just hit him with the shot.
What's up, Diggy Dooley?
My nigga Lil Yachty. Bitch out, can I bring it back up?
Yeah, my nigga Kano on the fucking track. You know how this shit go, man. You style, baby. Represent to the motherfucking fullest. My nigga Cutter Jackson.
You're tuned in to the hottest DJ coalition in the game.
You are tuned in, yeah. You are tuned in.
You're listening to First Fam Radio. First Fam Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, we need y'all to tune in tomorrow, man. We ending the show tonight, man. First Fam Radio, it's your boy Chill Gizzy signing off for Turner Boy, Yellow Tape Dutch. Now, man, we up out of here, man. Tune in tomorrow night, 9:30, 11:30 p.m. Eastern, man. We still rocking. We doing it hard.